Obamacare is not for everyone. Some get health insurance at work, others don't qualify for government-subsidized health care, and still others don't believe in it. One alternative that's gaining some traction among some devout Christians is the health-sharing ministry. Caroline Lewis reports.
One of the most popular ministries is called MediShare. It's a faith-based cooperative in which each member's monthly fees go toward the medical bills of other members, but not all medical bills. Coverage doesn't extend to anything deemed unbiblical, such as abortion or treatment for STDs, and it also excludes routine checkups and mental health care. Jaden Anderson, a 28-year-old from Brooklyn, recently signed her family up for MediShare. Asked if she had considered signing up for a plan through the Affordable Care Act, Anderson scoffed.
They're not affordable.
She didn't bother entering her family's financial information in New York's online insurance marketplace. If she had, she would have found that they qualify for a hefty federal subsidy and about 10 different plans that are cheaper than her $350 a month under MediShare. But Anderson says using a health-sharing ministry lets her know where her money's going.
So you're more connected and, like, your money is actually going to help other people.
So if Anderson's money helps pay for another member's broken arm, MediShare will let her know so she can pray for them. Congress ruled that any Christian who gets a religious exemption from the Affordable Care Act can use a healthcare sharing ministry instead. But critics of the model say it doesn't have the same consumer protections as regular insurance companies. Greg Cohen is an expert in health law and bioethics at Harvard Law School.
If you go to them and they don't want to cover something, you just don't have the same recourse under law to make them pay that you do with an insurer.
MediShare has faced legal troubles in Kentucky and other states, but officials have yet to weigh in on the model in New York, where the number of participants has grown from a few hundred before Obamacare to almost 2,000 now. For WNYC, I'm Caroline Lewis.